I'd like to start by talking a little bit about monitoring of psyllids. It's something that's important for management. It can be difficult to do, particularly for a large-scale operation, but it's very useful for a number of reasons. At the very least, it can help determine whether a insecticide spray was effective. So if one puts out a spray, it's probably a good idea to go in and check up on how that affected psyllid populations. And it could be particularly important to see if an insecticide was effective by taking an assessment of the population before the spray is made and after the spray is made. So there are a number of ways one can do this. You know, there's the tap sampling method that Dr. Phil Stansley and Dr. David Hall have been working on and showing growers now for several years, and that's effective. One can get a sweep net and actually sweep psyllids out of trees, and one can use traps. There are also a number of mechanical devices that can be purchased. We're showing one here today at the Mid-Florida Foundation Field Day, which is actually a large industrial-sized vacuum. So if you really want to catch every or rip off every last psyllid on a tree, using this vacuum that could essentially pull bark off the tree allows you to really make sure you know what's going on. So if at all possible, it's good to know what's going on within your citrus grove with respect to psyllid populations. Now, insecticide resistance continues to be an issue that we're very interested in and that we're monitoring very intensely. There are indications of reduced susceptibility to insecticides throughout the state for some of the more important pesticides that we're using, such as the broad-spectrum pyrethroids, organophosphates, and even the neonicotinoids. And in a trial here at the Mid-Florida Citrus Foundation, we think that we, for the first time, found a product failure with a neonicotinoid when it was being soil applied continuously without rotation. So this is something that we have to be vigilant about, and rotation is absolutely critical. Now, the latest and greatest in terms of research is we have been investigating this technology referred to as RNAi, RNA interference, which many investigators are looking at in Florida for Florida citrus. But our focus has been on the genes that are expressed in those insects that exhibit reduced susceptibility to insecticides or insecticide resistance. And what we've been able to do so far is we've been able not only to identify those genes, but now we can essentially silence them or turn off their expression with this RNAi technology. And by doing so, we've now shown that we can not only make insecticide populations that exhibit some tolerance or decreased susceptibility to insecticides, We can reverse that and make them susceptible again, but we can even make the susceptible insects more susceptible, which is promising. And we're able to do this currently. We're doing this with direct application of the so-called dsRNA onto the insect. So it's a topical application. So in terms of practical down the road, how could we use this in the field methods? Well, one method would be that you could actually spray it potentially onto the crop, spray a formulation of this to render those insects more susceptible to insecticides. The other thing we're investigating would be to actually express this treatment, the dsRNA, within the plant, so that psyllids that feed on the plant, just by feeding on the plant, render themselves more susceptible to insecticides. That's sort of the exciting new findings that we're finding, and this is research that has been in collaboration with Dr. Gowda at CRECUF and also Dr. Nabil Killany, who's really currently doing a lot of this excellent work with us.
How far on this RNAi? I know we've been hearing about that for a few years. Earliest growers might actually see some commercial application of this.
Well, that is always a difficult question. I would say that this is a mid-term practical solution. I would suggest speculate 3 to 5 years.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.